time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
It's Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Throwing it down as we throw it down on a Twisted Tuesday. Thanks to Steve Merrill for joining us on the program. A lot of stuff to get to in level two. Less than 24 hours away from the NBA draft. We're going to break down the odds. We're going to take a look at the current situation in which I really don't know if we're any closer to where we were. And I was sort of locked in. I was locked in on Lonzo Ball not being the top pick, but now that it approaches, I don't know, man. We're rolling the dice. We're throwing darts here, but we're going to throw some darts in the late night hours. I want to get to a lot of stuff. The ratings for the Masters are in. What's the reason for sports ratings being down? I don't know. I guess, you know, the golfers protested a lot, right? The golfers, like, really supported Black Lives Matter a lot, and, you know, they were taking a knee during the national anthem all the time. That's right. They weren't. And I wonder where all of, like, the jackass talk show hosts out there. When I say jackasses, I guess I'm pretty much speaking to Clay Travis, really, who makes a living. And, you know, he's actually a nice guy in real life, but he says a lot of stupid things. So, like, people like him, they come out and they, oh, look, that's why the NBA ratings are down, because, you know, players are taking a knee. It's the politics, man. You got to keep politics out of sport. Well, you know, the whitest non-protest sport in the world, golf, had their lowest ratings since like 1957. Why is that? Why is that? Now you're going to hear them come out. Well, I'll tell you what, it's because of the times that they played. Yeah, the NBA were playing playoff games at 3 p.m. It's because of nothing. Problem is with these jackasses, they never admit that they're wrong. Sports ratings are just down across the freaking board, all right? There's a lot of reasons for it. We're going to break it down, but we're also going to break down the NBA draft, the NBA rumor mill as well. Harden really isn't going to end up in Brooklyn, is it? Like New York City's a big city, but I don't know. Man, I don't even think that city's big enough for Kyrie Irving, James Harden, and Kevin Durant. Late Night Anger Management Class, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
$100, $200. Stop.
Hey, wait a second. What are you doing? You're not betting. You know he's not supposed to bet.
Come on, Jerry. It's a lock.
Kramer, you've had this thing under control for almost 3 years now. Don't start again.
But it's a lock.
No.
Late Night Anger Management Class continues. I am Renzi throwing it down. Vent your rage. Good stuff with Steve Merrill, as always. And we got a lot of stuff to get to here this evening. So we're talking about the Masters ratings. Masters ratings are in. Final round of the Masters, lowest rated since 1957. Holy crap. Declining 51% from Tiger's win last year, 57% from 2018. Joins the World Series, the NBA Finals, the Stanley Cup Finals, the U.S. Open, and the Triple Crown in setting all-time lows. But it's LeBron James's and black people's fault. That's what it is. That's what all of this, all of these ratings, I'll tell you what right now. Triple Crown, you know why? You know why the Triple Crown ratings were down this year? Because of authentic supporting Black Lives Matter. All right? Authentic, you know, took a knee before the race and disrespected the anthem, so people weren't going to watch the horse race anymore. You know, because of the politics of horse racing. Because, you know, there's so many black protesters and freedom fighters in the horse racing world. You know, Bob Baffert was very, 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 very vocal about the whole Floyd situation. Right? So that, you know, that's pretty, that's why. The horses, right? The horses. The horses protested. The horses hate America. The horses hate America. That's why the Triple Crown ratings were down, because the horses hate America. The Stanley Cup final was down. Well, we know because the NHL is the biggest woke league in the world, right? The NHL is very political. Very political. So much so that a goalie in the National Hockey League thought that Nelson Mandela was an Olympic athlete. All right. So, I see. That's why NHL ratings were down, because of politics, because of all the protests, man. People just can't handle politics and sports, man. I'm not watching hockey because of the politics and sports. I'm not watching horses because of the politics and sports, man. World Series down. World Series. Yeah, they protested a lot. They protested a lot. Like, Rob Manfred's too stupid to protest anything. Like, we're a baseball player. The only thing baseball players protest is they want more money. All right. I know that's the only thing baseball players are ever going to protest. All right. Like baseball players, it doesn't matter. Kim Jong-un could take over. All right. And baseball players, they don't care. All right. Is he going to pay us? Right? We still get the same money. Yeah. He's all right. Okay, cool. Like, yeah, baseball players. Yeah. They're really woke. Right. That's why the World Series ratings were down. That's why the World Series ratings were down. The U.S. Open golf tournament, same thing. Same thing, protests. Protest and politics. Damn LeBron James. It's LeBron James' fault that the golf rating was down. Like, so, you know, I could go on, right? The thing is, I actually should just be full of crap and just have these sort of, like, one-sided just takes that, you know, and never live in reality and just move forward. Nothing is ever black and white. It's always a shade of gray. There's more than two sides to every story. There's 16 sides to every story, if not more. And, you know, just the stupidity of these people, though. And you know, whatever. They're race baiters. That's what it is. They feast on this race stuff. And basically, they're closet racist, right? You know, it's black people, right? It's basically, it's black people's fault the ratings are down. That's essentially the gist of it, right, that we get to all the time, right? It's the protests. It's Black Lives Matter's fault. It's politics. It's LeBron James's fault. It's everyone's fault. So what about Dustin Johnson? What about, is it Dustin Johnson's fault? Is Dustin Johnson protest? The only thing Dustin Johnson protests is the price of cocaine. What's he protesting? The only thing Dustin Johnson has to worry about is the price of blow and the price of silicone breasts. All right. Other than that, he's good. Yeah, he ain't protesting nothing. Protests. Oh, it's the protests. Yeah, it's the protests. That's what it is. it's always the protests. You gotta love it. So basically, why are sports ratings down as much as they are? We've talked about it in the past. Society is changing. Younger demographics aren't into sports. They're into video games. They're into esports. You know what I mean? They're living, you know, they're into whatever they do. I don't know. Unlike Scott Disick from the Kardashians, I don't hang around with 20-year-old girls. I don't know what kids do, but they're not watching sports, all right? So they're not watching sports. Millennials, like, they're not into sports. You know, this is where we come into it. It's true. It's a more wussified society now, right? Like, it's not cool to go to the sports bar and hang out with a bunch of dudes and watch a game now. Like, dudes don't do that. And I'm saying, you know, it's a new world now. It is what it is, but it's true. Like, I see it all the time. Like, let's just be real. When you see couples out there, for the most part, the woman's like basically pulling the dude along like a dog on a leash. I see it in my condo. I was like, yes, honey, no. Come on, where are you going? This elevator. Like, it's like, all right, I'm glad I'd like to be in that relationship. I'd like to be in that relationship. Like, you know, how many people are actually sitting around watching sports all day, right? We do. Like, you know, we live in a bubble though, right? You know, we're gamblers. You know, I make a living doing this. We talk about sports, but that's the thing too. The only people watching sports now are hardcore sports fans. You know what I mean? Like I told the story about when I was a scalper with Supertramp. Like, you know, like when I said, yeah, I had tickets and it was sold out. 21,000 people in the arena. There wasn't one person outside. And someone said, yeah, everyone that likes Supertramp's in that building right now. Right? And it's the same thing with like the numbers now. The casual person is not watching sports now. It's the hardcore that's watching. Like the time makes a difference to like a casual person. Like a casual person will watch the Masters if it's at 6:30 as they sit down with dinner with their family. Oh, look, Tiger Woods is on TV. They're not sports fans. Like there's millions of people that watch, you know what I mean? That watch sports that aren't sports fans. They're not doing it now. The games aren't on at the same time. There's not fans. It's not, they're worried about getting COVID. They don't have money to put food in the fridge. Their grandmother just died of COVID. You know what I mean? There's a million different things. And as Ty Rich in our chat says, and it's a great point, it's not that these streaming sites cut into anything at all, right? Guys, I read a study done. The UFC, basically, there's like nearly 2 million to 3 million people watching on streams, guys. So, oh, the UFC ratings are down. Yeah, well, yeah, because 3 million people around the world are stealing their product. like, you know what I mean? So it's not that, no, people are still watching. All right? So, yeah, the rating is down. It's the same thing. I told a story before. I remember like when the Raptors were in the playoffs and stuff, there was a dude in my local pizza place and every game, man, he didn't miss a game. He's like the biggest fan ever. He watched all on his phone. I said, wow, you watch the game on your little phone like that? He goes, I watch everything on this. He goes, I don't have a TV. Like, people don't have TVs. They're watching on phones. That's not on ratings. That's not being rated. How many people are watching on iPads? How many people are watching on phones? How many people are watching on streams? Millions. Millions. Right? So let's drop the whole protest crap. There's a lot of different reasons why. And listen, this protesting, did that have an effect? Yes. Let's call it a 7%, a 3%. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it didn't exist and it didn't upset people. But, you know, let's look at the big picture, people. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Go on, you stupid horse. I got my last 10 bucks on you. No, don't look at me. Run. No, don't come over here.
Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bend your rage. I'm Gabe Morenci. Good time here this evening. As always, rapid fire show. Show is flying by, throwing it down. We're talking ratings here a little bit. I see our chat is blowing up about this. And speaking of blowing up, man, been quite the week here. Although, boom, there we go. We had like a weird alien presence in our sky, Yang. But it's been corrected. We called the Air Force. it's been corrected. Yeah, we called the Space Force. Like, I swear to God, like, we're the only show where, like, you know, we actually have, like, things fly by us behind our head at night. Like, I'm like, is there a spaceship landing behind me? What's going on? But we're good now.
And then,
we're good.
And then my internet is down here. So I'm like, actually using my mobile hotspot to get through.
Oh, really? So, That's unbelievable. Yeah, see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got UFOs flying on you. You got your green screen acting up. My Wi-Fi is down here. I'm on the mobile hotspot, but we're making it happen, buddy.
I don't know what's going on this week, bro. I don't know what's going on this week.
Yeah, yesterday the show was airing on the radio, but it was airing broadcasting me in the control room. So that was fun.
Yeah. That was, I got to tell you, I got to be honest with you. I've been doing this 18 years and going on 19, actually, real soon. We can say 19 soon. The thing is, though, you can't really celebrate 18 and 19 like crazily. It's more, 20. You know, when you're so close to 20, 20 is going to be the big one.
Yeah.
I remember Clam Chowder told me, I'll see you at the 20th anniversary if you make it. It's like, yeah, thanks, Chowder. If I make it, I think, oh, well, we'll see. At this rate, I don't know. Like, if every day was like the days have been recently, no, we probably wouldn't make it. But I can tell you, like, that's never happened before, where this is a good thing, though. Like, the show airs at different times everywhere. And basically, on one of our feeds, on the Sports Grid radio feed only. So our affiliates were fine. Our radio affiliates were fine and everything. But basically, on one of our Sports Grid feeds, people were treated to 2 hours of Yang melting down live on the radio. From what I understand, Yang, it was pretty good. It was pretty entertaining. Like, my Twitter was blowing up after.
I spoke to Mike earlier. He was like, yeah, I heard you fart, too. You know, it's just like, how you know I was being broadcasted here in the studio, buddy?
Yeah. So, all right, so I'm gonna have more work to do there right after that, but that's another story. I think we better turn Yang's mic off. You're gonna have to correct yourself. You're like the only person, like, you come on, last time you came on, you had to censor yourself as well. So I hope you wrote the time down properly. Yeah, yeah. I hope you wrote the time down properly. All right. So yeah, last night, you know, we had a special broadcast. It's going to be a legendary podcast out there. Yang in the pit. You can just call it Yang in the pit. So, yeah, it's been one of these weeks this week. But Yang's a good example. But don't turn your mic on, Yang. But I'm just going to use you as an example. Yang is a very good example of, look, he bets parlays. He's not sitting in front of a TV all day. He's looking at his phone, right? He's looking at his phone. And that's the big thing with ratings, too. And, you know, the thing with ratings is, that's what I get mad about, is that I don't like people when they talk, when they bring politics into sport. And it's funny, I don't bring politics. Like, I don't. You know what I mean? I call people out that do. And then I get, oh, emergency bring politics. No, I'm not. I'm calling out the people that do. And I'm telling you, it has nothing to do with politics. That's the whole point. So somehow I'm like, we have a dude in our chat, oh, you're political. I'm political by telling you that the ratings are not down because of politics. That's political, right? Like people, like they, so people will cherry pick. That's what bothers me, though. When people will pick on, why did you notice the only league, what is it, guys? Notice the pattern. Why is it the only league that really, really got called out for having lower ratings? It was the NBA. Every other league set all-time lows. Yet the NBA was the one. Protest. Oh, you know, how dare they? Because they're all black. All right, let's just call it out for what it is. Whether you like that as political or not, it's fact. All right, oh, the NBA. You know, the NBA. It's like in Pennsylvania. They're suing in Pennsylvania for the election and stuff. And they actually have found two cases of fraud in Pennsylvania. Both voted for Trump. Yet they're suing, oh, it's the black districts, right? Because, of course, you know what I'm saying? Right, like, there's a pattern here. Why is Baker Mayfield on TV? The guy sucks. He sucks. He plays for a bad team, and he sucks. Yet Baker Mayfield has, like, more sponsors than, you know, Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is one of the best players in the league. Derrick Henry have any sponsors? I don't see Derrick Henry on TV in commercials. I don't see Lamar Jackson on TV in commercials. The guy was the MVP in the league. He's the MVP. What's Baker Mayfield the MVP of? The local frat house? Oh, legend. You know, he drank 13 kegs one night. Yeah, let's be real, right? About this stuff. So, like, I don't hear Clay Travis. I don't hear Hannity. And I don't hear the others freaking out that the golf ratings were down. I guarantee you they'll never bring it up. But, oh, the NBA, I guarantee you, your first game of the NBA, if the ratings are all down, oh, well, you see? Oh, I told you, you see? You see what? You know, you see what? The fact is, too, I think people need to recognize, actually, that sports still are popular. I mean, all you need to know is you look at the betting revenue. All right, I mean, New Jersey brought in $800 million in 1 month alone last month, right? Nevada, like, $600. Like, that's, you know, $1.5 billion in two states in 1 month. There's not even a hell of a lot going on right now. There is, but you know what I mean? There's some football. But so there's obviously a thirst for sports. But the thirst for sports watching on mainstream, you know, NBC, CBS, ABC, et cetera, is not the same anymore. And, you know, I brought up during the World Series, averaged 10 million fans a game. All right? 10 million fans a game. That's what, like, basically we're watching the World Series. And it was lower than normal. Well, why was that? You know, we could, you know, get into it. It had nothing to do with politics. The baseball wasn't political. So, well, Tampa Bay. Well, I'll tell you why it was. Tampa Bay don't have any fans. Nobody watches Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay, literally. They literally have 6,000 fans. That doesn't move the needle. We have more people, like, listening and watching this show tonight than the Tampa Bay Rays do and their games, literally. All right? So they didn't move the needle. So it was basically one team in the World Series on TV, the Los Angeles Dodgers. And then you had 10 million people. That's quite a lot of people to watch the Dodgers. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody tuned in to watch the Tampa Bay Rays. So who watched the World Series? As I stated before, no one casual. Who watched the World Series? Los Angeles Dodger fans, hardcore baseball fans, and degenerate gamblers. That's who watched the World Series. The common person, you know what I mean? So, and, you know, another thing is, too, and people always compare these ratings to the old days all the time. Oh, since Lois, since 1957, there were three networks on TV. There were three networks on TV. You had ABC, NBC, and CBS. How many networks are there now? 499,000? How many networks are there? Like, I don't know. I don't even know. 2,200? Like, I don't know. 2,800? How many networks are there? There's a lot. Like, how many, like the market is fractured. It's splintered. And I brought this up earlier, and great points in our chat. We got some good good comments tonight, actually, guys. Good job. So shout out to Jesse, who stated, sports is a big thing that's passed down from father to son, grandfather to grandchild, etc. That chain has been cut a lot. Well, you know, come on, let's just be real. Like, you know, kids, you know, parents and test tubes and, you know, like, seriously, like, people are marrying robots now. Pretty soon robots will have kids. Well, it's my right. You're going to be seeing 20 years in Supreme Court. They're going to be arguing, well, the robot has a right to get pregnant. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's where we're at now. So, like, how many fathers are taking their kids to games anymore? Like, you go into a park, drive by a park. How many times you see a father and kid throwing a ball to each other? Like, unless you live in, like, you know, leave it to Beaverland, you know. I don't see it. I don't see it. I see a bunch of homeless dudes shooting heroin into their ankles. See people playing soccer. Soccer's popular, which is true. Soccer's the biggest growing sport. And the thing is, people, oh, you've been saying that for years. Everyone's, oh, every little soccer guys have been saying that for years. Well, whatever. It is, and it has been, and it continues to get bigger. Like, yeah, soccer's the kingpin. Soccer is the kingpin of all kingpins. But it's a great point as far as, and you know what? All you need to know about that is a great call. Great call, Jesse. Great point. And I want to get to Muhammad's comment, too. Great, great point about that. And our boy Venture's in the house. Our boy Venture's in the house here. So Venture's a Giant fan. So get this. I was reading, you know, in New York, and, you know, I was, you know, we did a show there every day, and, you know, Giant fans, and I'm more of a Giant guy than a Jet guy. And I'm a Bills fan, but when it comes to New York, when I was there, I'm a, you know, I'm a Giant, Giant guy, not a Jet guy. And I used to go to Giant games, and I'd go to Jet games, and I noticed the difference. And people at Giant games are depressed. Like, they're not having fun. Like, they're angry and stuff. And basically, what it is, and I was reading an article, they had an article about it in the paper in New York, and it was all these kids. They're like, I'm only here because my father drags me here. He's like, I don't even like the Giants. I don't even like the NFL, but it's a family tradition, so I have to be here. Right? They don't like it. It's so younger people. I have a brother, man. He's 30. His grandfather also played as a professional athlete. He could care less about sports. He's a big shot in the video game industry. Trust me, my brother doesn't know what the score in the Kent State game was tonight, all right, people? And if you do, you probably have a gambling problem. That's why you're listening to this show. Let's roll.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
My name's Bobby and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Hey, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Late night anger management class continues. I am Gabe Morenci. Kicking it here. I didn't think we were going to bust into this topic so much, but we're getting a lot of great comments, so keep it going. We actually had a caller call in about this. But we lost him. We were earlier, and it's too bad because his name was Brutus. And I don't know if I've ever taken a call from someone named Brutus before. Is it Brutus the Barber Beefcake? We're hoping. We were hoping. But was he from Chicago? Because seems like everybody else is, to be honest. But yeah, so great point, actually. So I was talking, and look, our boy Venture is in the chat here. So Venture, the closer, Great guy. You know, the closer, great fantasy analyst. Soccer, betting soccer and stuff. You've seen him on the network for years. And, you know, Ventura's, you know, I went Ventura, about 30, going on 30, younger, you know, 20s, mid-20s. Mid-20s, Ventura. You're a big sports fan. Ventura knows his sports as well as anybody. Ventura loves sports. He loves sports. Passionate sports fan. But, you know, how many Giants games are you going to? We talk about it. But I was going to bring up, Ventura, like, you like video games, right? I know I remember you talking about Fortnite and stuff. Hell, Craig Carton, man. Craig Carton spent like 12 hours a day playing Fortnite. The guy had like thousands of dollars on games. He wasn't watching them. And then he just played Fortnite all night. Like, seriously, like, Carton was obsessed with Fortnite. Like, people, like, how many people, like, bet on games, play fantasy football, and don't even watch the games? It's another thing, right? They'll check in on their phone. They'll look, they'll follow the scorecast and check in. They're with their girlfriend. Like I said, guys, we live a weird life, man. We live a weird life. We're like, oh, I don't watch. Like, no, what normal person watched this Mac stuff tonight? I barely watched it. I tracked it. You know what I mean? I wasn't glued to it or anything like that. To me, it's just a bet. I'm watching it. But, you know, I'm dead serious. I brought this up before. Like, when I'm on my deathbed, I'm going to regret this. I'm not going to regret the shows, but I'm going to regret it. I'm going to regret it. I know I will. Like, I'm going to look back and I'm going to say, oh, my God. Like, how many hundreds of thousands of hours did I spend in my life, like, sitting on a couch or in a dark room, in a sports book, in a casino, into this, into that, you know, in a park staring at a phone? Like, how many hours did I waste watching Northern Illinois play football? Kent State. Like, I get it. Like, I watched the NFL. Like, dude, the NBA bubble, I watched every game. I watched every game. Not of one team. Like, I watch every game of every team in the NBA bubble. From the first, I did not watch the exhibition bubble games. I did not watch those. I was like, yeah, whatever. I did bet on them, though. I did bet on them, but I didn't watch them. But from day one that NBA started to the last game of the NBA year, I watched every game. Like, when the season was over, I was glad. I didn't even care when the Raptors were out. I was like, I'm drained, man. I don't know, whatever, dude. I'm all basketball out. I watch every single game. Think about that. In the middle of the summer, the weather's beautiful out. I sat inside and I watched every single minute of that ESPN basketball tournament that they had. I watched every minute of it. Like, that's not normal. Like, we live like this, but it's not normal. Like, I get paid for it at least, but it's not normal. Right? Like, it's one thing to, like, watch sports, but we're all obsessed with it. You know, like, we all, like, our lives, man. Like, that's why I tell, like, I got to go. I tell people, go for a walk. I got to go for a walk more. And I did. This summer and this whatever, I made more of a point of it. I'm like, man, yeah, I got a show. Yeah, the game is on. The score. I remember the great late older Laprelle, football coach, big-time football coach. Once, man, we were in a bar and he wanted to go somewhere else. And I was like, dude, I have a lot of money on this game, Earl. And I told him, I have a lot of money. And you know what his answer was to me? He goes, the score won't be any different in a different bar. he wanted like to drive somewhere. It was going to take like 4 hours. We were driving to someone's house. I don't know what it was. I was all drunk. And I told him, listen, Earl, I have a lot of money on this game. He said, the score will be the same when we get there. The score, you won't change the score whether you're here or there. Kind of like, shut up. Like a coach told me, like, shut up and get in the car. He said, the score will be the same there. Get in the car. I was like, yes, sir, coach. I got in the car and shut up. You know what I mean? And it's true. It's like, but we've all been there, man. Like, listen. I've ruined relationships because of this stuff. I didn't realize it at the time. You know what I mean? It's affecting my mood. You know how many times, you know what I mean? Like, most boyfriends on a Sunday morning will go out to the mall. They'll go to the park with their girl. They'll take her out for brunch. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, well, not now. I got to watch you. You know what I mean? Or you go out and, you know, you have that old, you're freaking out the whole time when you're out. You're like rattled and you're staring at your phone. What's the score? You just want to get out. Are we done yet? Right? You can't let this stuff control your life. And we all do, right? We have. So, like, there's a fine line. Like, I'm not sitting here calling people out for not watching sports. Good for them. They have a life. There's a dude in my building, man. There's a dude in my building. The guy played NCAA basketball for American University. He told me point blank. He goes, oh, you're a sports guy, huh? He's like, yeah, yeah. He goes, I know who you are. But he goes, I don't watch sports. He goes, I'm too busy. He goes, when I get a chance, he goes, I'll watch the NBA playoffs a bit, but I don't have time. And this guy played basketball, right? Point blank. I go, what do you do? He goes, oh, I'm an actor. He goes, I just don't have time. He goes, I don't have a TV. He goes, I don't watch TV, even though he's an actor, ironically enough, right? He's like, he goes, I'm busy working. And that's the thing. Like I said, like, there's millennials. Muhammad in our chat said he's got, like, relatives and his cousins all under 25. They're not into sports. Right? It's a different cultures and stuff like that. It's a different, you know. It doesn't mean that all kids aren't into sports. But another thing is, too, why do you think it is, guys? Why do you think it is that most athletes grew up poor? Right? Like, this is a thing, too. Kids are soft now, man. Right? Kids are soft, 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 right? Like, beyond soft. Society's beyond soft. Everything's offensive. Everything hurts. You know, oh, he verbally abused me. You know what I mean? It's like coaches get fired now for calling a player fat. It's like, dude, maybe he is fat. We gave him a scholarship and he's fat. And we told him he's fat. Yes, he's fat. Like, I'm tired of not calling stuff like it is. You know what I mean? Like, right wing, left, this, that, whatever. I don't care. Like, dude, you know the things that coaches used to tell us? Coaches used to, like, really? The coaches used to, like, hit us, you know, with their sticks, man. Like, honestly, like real, like, hardcore would be deemed abuse and stuff. Nothing sexual, but, like, over the top, right? Like, dude, we used to practice outdoors at 7 a.m., like, in minus 23 conditions. I have near frostbite and stuff, right? Like, nowadays, you get charged. Like, everything's soft, 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 right? So now, like, growing up, I didn't like it, but, you know, it was part of life. It's like, I don't know, the coach is a jerk. Coaches are jerks. That's the way it is. Coaches are jerks. I didn't cry. Coaches are jerks. That's the way it is. You know, I just thought, you know what? Skate harder and he won't hit you. So then he hit you with the stick in the back of the ass or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, he wouldn't punch you in the face. But, like, I'm just stating, nowadays, kids can't handle it. Like, look at Bobby Knight. Bobby Knight's gone. Look at Marshall. Greg Marshall finally resigned from Wichita State. He was done, but he was just trying to get his money on the way out. He's getting $8 million severance. He's getting $8 million to leave. And so Marshall, what did he do? He verbally abused players. He would, you know what I mean? He'd tell players, I'll send you back, you know, to the farm. I'll send you back to the hood. I'll send you back. You know, I guess he told a native guy, you know, you'll be back on the reservation so fast you won't know. He called another player fat. They said that he body shamed. I got to be honest, like, I'm going to be real. I don't know how another man can shame another man body shamed. I don't know, kid. You're a little chubby. The coach is just trying to get you in shape so you can play more minutes. It's not body shaming you, all right? So, I don't know. Do you want him to send you a Hallmark card? Can you please lose weight? I don't know. Like, we baby everybody so much, and then they get into the real world, and they're losers, and then they cry on Twitter. Hashtag, I can't do this. Hashtag, I can't find a job. Hashtag, it's Trump's fault. Hashtag, it's Biden's fault. Hashtag, it's the government. No, it's you. The government, stop relying on the government for your life, all right? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, I don't care who. You know, the aliens from The Simpsons. Live your own life, all right? Take responsibility for yourself. Stop, like, you know, and people are so soft and they cry about everything. Everything's everyone else's fault. It's your fault, all right? Your fault. If you don't like the system, change it or shut up, right? But everyone cries. And the thing is, now it's true. Like, kids, and I understand it, though. I get it. Like, if you're a 12-year-old kid now, you already have a girlfriend. You already are smarter on computers than you or I are. Like, you're programming video games. You think you want to go to the park and cut your skin up and roll around in the dirt and get yelled at by a baseball coach? For what? You're not good enough to go to the major leagues. You know that. You don't even like the game. I'm going to go. You know, in the old days, people play because their parents made them play. You're going to play baseball, right? You're going to enlist. I got to tell you what. I played a lot of sports as a kid, guys. I never remember once ever signing up myself. I remember being told, yeah, baseball season starts April 6th. You know what I mean? Hockey season is, hey, hockey practice is in 6 days. All right, get ready. Right? You know what I mean? Like hockey, you know, like sports parents don't exist anymore because they get taken away. Oh, you're too abusive. I'll tell you a story. Russell Martin, the major leaguer, Russell Martin, I played on the same team with him. No, sorry, I should say I didn't play on the same team with him. I played on the same team as him. All right, so I played in the same league. I'm in for the same neighborhood and stuff as Russell Martin. And his father's a coach, actually. All right? His father, I'm obviously a couple of years older than Russell Martin, but he, you know, he played behind me after. So he's, you know, his father was a coach. And dude, his father was known as being like the meanest guy in like baseball. People are like, oh my God, that guy's crazy, man. And people felt sorry for Russell Martin as a kid. Like people were like, man, like basically like he was that dad, man. That was like, you know, you better go 4 for 4. You know what I mean? Hey, yeah, yeah, you went 4 for 4, but you didn't get very good contact on that last ball. So we're going to practice for 18 hours now. Let's go. Like Russell Martin was brought up like totally that he never had a chance to like go to a movie, like to do anything, that guy. Nothing. You know, now, you know, he's a 100 millionaire. Right? And he's thanked his father. But how many kids didn't make it to the big leagues and hate their father and hate, like, resent it and stuff and then aren't watching sports? We can get deep psychologically into it. But, you know what I mean? There's a lot of, like, a lot of angles, right? There's a lot of angles. But my point is, though, so kids can't handle it now. And listen, coaches are jerks and they shouldn't slap kids in the back of the head and yell at them and sexually abuse them. And that's another thing too. Parents don't want kids playing football, right? I'm not letting my son play football. That's a common thing. High school football teams used to be hard to make the team. Now they're glad if you show up. It's like, yeah, you made the team, kid. You know, why? Well, we got 30 kids. So you know, you made the team, right? Like it's everything's different now. I'm not talking to be at the elite high schools in Texas and stuff, but my point is, so you'll notice most of the athletes, guys, that are in pro athletes are poor because they put up with the abuse. If you're a rich kid from, like, whatever, you don't need to get yelled at by a coach. Your life is good. If you're a poor kid growing up, this is your only ticket out. And then you get the other kids, like the Matt Staffords and the Clayton Kershaws from Katy, Texas, just the rich, driven, suburbs, love sport. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
All right, tonight is one of these nights where we wish we actually had more time. It's interesting. It's like I'm HBO Sports. I should be Brian Gumbel. I can get serious, people. But we've been teasing you with the expansion of the show. The show will be expanding to 3 hours. So we're going to have an official announcement shortly for you late night psychos. Oh, boy. Late night psychos. Maybe we're going to open up the pipelines into like the late night hours. The late night hours. So. You know, we're going to be tacking on another hour here. But, you know, a good example is a great chat tonight, guys. Great job. Great comments. Everyone's, you know, contributing great stuff. But great. You know what? I'll put it in this term. The NFL announced today that the Pro Bowl is going to be whoever makes the Pro Bowl is going to be playing Madden. All right? Because they can't play a Pro Bowl with the COVID and stuff. And so they're having a Pro Bowl virtual weekend. So you still make the Pro Bowl. You get rewarded for being in the Pro Bowl and your bonus or whatever, right? You know, on your resume, it says Pro Bowler. But, you're not going anywhere now. They're going to give you a gift bag and you're going to – so they're playing Madden. So the players, the quarterback, you know, like, you know, whatever, man. Ryan Tannehill will be Ryan Tannehill and stuff, right? And Cam's like, oh, this is the stupidest idea ever. And I see people on Twitter, some older people, oh, this is the dumbest thing ever. And this is where I might be old, but I'll bet you money right now, I guarantee you, this will get bigger ratings than the Pro Bowl would have. This is what we're talking about us being out of touch. Kids are going to love this, man. Like, people are going to love it. Dude, people love that NBA stuff when those guys were playing. Like, those guys were, like, they're blazing spliff playing against each other. They're pissing their own fans off. Giannis pissed off everyone in Milwaukee because when he played in the NBA video tournament, he played as the Toronto Raptors. Giannis played as the Raptors in the tournament, right? So it's fun stuff. And, like, no one cares about the Pro Bowl besides the general gamblers. I like the Pro Bowl. I enjoy the Pro Bowl, but I liked it when it used to be fun and they'd score 100 points and I bet the over. I don't like it since Goodell, like, bullied them into trying, and they don't really try, but it's boring now. So I guarantee you, listen, am I looking forward to the virtual video Pro Bowl? No. Well, are we going to bet it? Probably. But I guarantee you it gets bigger ratings. All right, other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.